I'm Al Whitney. You're listening to In Defense of Humanity. Tonight we're talking about the ongoing fight against smart meters. And I'd like to continue reading to the listeners the smart meter notice that's in Lawfully Yours. Again, we tried to make it concise. It fits on one page. Number four, I am aware that the Federal Communications Commission, listed as a private corporation on Dun & Bradstreet and headquartered in Washington, D.C., has stated on their website that there are no national safety standards regarding the radio frequency energy that smart meters emit. So no one can say it's passed any standards because there are none. Number five, I am aware the Public Utilities Commission has provided no assurance as to the safety of smart meters, despite the fact that they have made a public claim to assure safe and affordable utility services. In fact, folks, that's why we have a utility commission in the first place. Number six, I am aware that a national health organization, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, issued a warning in January 2012 about the unsafe and detrimental health effects of smart meters on men, women, and children. Number seven, I am aware that multiple scientific peer review papers have exposed the health and safety dangers of smart meters, and that this research is readily available in the Bioinitiative Report of 2012. Number eight, I am unaware of any code or regulation that specifically authorizes utility service providers to install equipment that is unsafe and known to harm men or women on homes or businesses. I repeat, I am unaware of any code or regulation that specifically authorizes utility service providers to install equipment that is unsafe and known to harm men or women on homes or businesses. If such a statute exists, please send me the name, number, and effective date. That's their out, because there is no statute that allows them to cause harm. Okay, and at the end we say, I hereby deny any employee of the electric company permission to place a smart meter or wireless analog meter on my house. The power company officers, and we list them by name, and there's in our example, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The electric company officer have no lawful jurisdiction to harm my health or the health of my family members. Should the power company employees install a smart meter on my property without my consent, I will use all lawful and legal remedies to hold these officers personally and in their official capacity liable for any and all harm and or illness caused by this dangerous device. And the last item says, note, this document can be used to protect the power company from any punitive statutory actions or penalties of the executive CEO of the United States, the Department of Energy, the Department of Defense, the EPA, or any government corporation or subdivision thereof. They've gotten money to implement this program across the country from these different agencies, these different entities. The presumption is, of course, that we would just agree and the thing would roll out. Now what we're doing is we're resurrecting ourselves and using a notice to tell them that they don't have our consent. And they can use this, if they have to go back to those who funded their smart meter agenda and say, couldn't do much about this. They denied my consent. Okay? They denied their consent. At the bottom of this, we put the name, our address. We sign it. We put the account number with the power company, the city, and we date our signature and have two witnesses. And the last line says, notice to principal is notice to agent. Notice to agent is notice to principal. Now, that's one page. Granted, there's no liability in there. We're not saying if you don't perform, because what we're doing, this was designed to be used prior to the installation to prevent the installation. If your notice prevents the installation, there can be no damages, obviously. Now, the notice would have to be modified if it's already installed and you're using the notice to have it removed. Okay? But there is a difference between what he's trying to do with 20 pages and what we've done with one. I'm not going to say that his process won't work. I think it's great that he's trying it. I'm going to be watching, checking out the website, see where they're at. But I would caution the listeners, again, I think he's done a lot of research. I don't know that he has made the distinction as to how you can even implement a common law contract in a system of UCC contract law without restricting your signatures. I am not entirely sure there's a way to do that. That's why it's so important that we sign everything without prejudice, so that we can bring in, when someone tries to enforce or compel us on a contract, we can bring in the fact we reserved our rights to mutuality in any and all contracts and agreements. In other words, we're saying we're not accepting your presumptions. We resurrected ourselves. We stated we're not citizens of the United States because we did our notice of condition precedent. We're not legal fiction persons. We're living men and women. And we reserved our rights. And that would be our rights to contract in a common law contract, not a presumptive UCC contract. So a lot for people to think about. Again, if you want to see the updated and share it with others, the updated version of Are You Legally Alive or Dead? It's on our website, and I will leave links for the listeners if they want to go and see what the people at empowermovement.com are up to and watch Take Back Your Power. It's pretty good, you know. He did a good job. And this new one, they did a good job, even though some of the legal points we may get into discussion, a lot of people around the country who are involved in this legal movement may also have their own ideas as to what they think of this solution. But it's interesting, and I'm glad somebody keeps working on this problem. They haven't just accepted this as inevitable. So we'll be happy to take callers now. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. Okay, we have Dave from Delaware, and I'm hoping he's not calling in about an unauthorized signature yet one more time. Dave, tell me that's not why you're calling.
You're correct, that's not why.
Oh, good.
Ralph Winterout has had some interesting research done with the head attorney for the Federal Register, Amy Bonk.
Okay.
And she revealed to Ralph Winterout that there's absolutely no agency has any regulations recorded or published or promulgated in the Federal Register. If they were published and promulgated, they would have the full force and effect of law. But there are none, absolutely zero, agencies of government that have any regulations published in the Federal Register. So what they have is bupkis. What they have is internal, called interpretive regulations that only apply to employees of that particular agency and nobody else. But naturally, they don't point out to people the distinction between interpretive regulations, which is all they have, as opposed to regulations that might apply to anyone else, called substantive regulations. They don't want us to know that there is a distinction. But anyway,
Dave, that's a good point. That's an excellent point. So what are they doing? I'm going to tell you what they're doing. They're getting us to consent. They're tricking us in. They just tell us this is law. This is law. You must do this. And we
their definition of law. Their definition of law is their code.
That's right. But if I don't know that, Dave, I might be intimidated and say, oh, gosh, I have to do that. Oh, gosh, I have to do that. That's what's going on. I'm glad you brought that up because it's just more evidence for the listeners.
We have to say to these agencies, show me the law, the actual published regulation that is published or promulgated in the Federal Register before you tell me I must put on a smart meter.
And then we say, and show me what you have with my signature on that makes it necessary for me to adhere to your rule.
Well, in order to have your authorized signature, they would have had to provide you the full disclosure. But they never provide us the full disclosure, therefore we never have the ability or capability to form an intention to authorize or not authorize. And all we have to do is the Kobe Bryant.
You said you weren't going to do that.
He's a famous celebrity from California.
That is
not my authorized signature, and without having that information or knowledge, there's no way he could have authorized it.
Okay, no. Let's not go back to Kobe. But here's what you're saying, and I agree with you. Here's where they're getting us. Again, how is it then that they're getting us? Okay. They're getting us under the UCC rule on presumption. Okay, that is how they're getting us.
And backed up by the United States Supreme Court in the case titled International Shoe Corporation versus the State of Washington.
The United
States Supreme Court agreed with you and said the courts have their jurisdiction by presumption, so there is no presumption of... You're supposedly entitled to a neutral court and an unbiased court, but we do not have any of those. What we have are presumption, and their presumption is that you, me, Howard Griswold, everyone else is enjoying purposeful, there's your intention, purposeful availment of some benefit, privilege, license, title of nobility, like citizen of, voter of, member of, or some opportunity offered from government, they presume, until we deny it. And then once we deny that we're intentionally enjoying some benefit or privilege or license or title of nobility or opportunity offered, then they have to prove otherwise.
Okay.
That's how Robert Funk wins all his cases.
Okay, Dave. They don't have to prove. They're not going to prove. They're not proving. Remember, they go silent. Here's what we have to rebut the presumption. We have to rebut the presumption. This is so important that people get this. We can't ask them to prove it. We have to figure out what the presumption is and rebut it. Let me read Black Law's Dictionary, 6th edition. The definition of presumption is as follows. Quote, a presumption is a rule of law, statutory or judicial, by which finding of a basic fact gives rise to existence of presumed fact until presumption is rebutted. a legal device which operates in the absence of other proof to require that certain inferences be drawn from the available evidence. There is what this wonderful gentleman on his presentation, a mass action of liability, when he's talking about contract, there's where most people just simply forget about the presumption. But the presumptive adhesion contract is all over the place. When the mother signs a certificate of live birth, the presumption is she is agreeing to this. She is agreeing to this for the benefit of getting a birth certificate. No idea what all is involved, okay? None. Now, I also want to let the listeners know that we put up a new document on notice of condition precedent. And if you go to the website, anticorruptionsociety.com, and you hold your cursor on notice of condition precedent, a drop-down menu falls down. Then there's a little thing that says validations for the notice of condition precedent. What we've done is we've taken apart the notice line by line, and the actual text of the notice is in dark blue. And then we've put the specific UCC or order right underneath it to explain how it is we're justifying that comment, that statement, okay? So I think it should be useful in helping people understand exactly what went on behind the scenes to put this together, why we thought about every phrase, every word. And it is justified by UCC. It's justified by an executive order. It's justified by, what was the other one? Legal terms and legal rulings, okay? So we really have to understand presumption. And we have to understand the UCC 1-308, where you're preserving your rights. Now, this is what UCC says, not Black's Law, what UCC says about presumptions. Whenever the Uniform Code creates a presumption with respect to a fact or provides that a fact is presumed, the trier of fact, and that would be the judge, must find the existence of the fact unless and until evidence is introduced that supports a finding of its non-existence. That's when you pull out your notice of condition precedent, make sure the court gets a copy before you enter that room. That is your evidence that you are not a citizen of the United States, nor are you a legal fiction person bound by all their statutes, codes, and rules. In addition, when you pull that out, it will demonstrate that you have amended all your contracts with the term without prejudice. So I'm sorry to kind of break you off, Dave, but people get confused. They think that the court has to prove. No, the court's functioning under presumption. We have to rebut the presumption. Okay? We can say, can you prove it? And they will just ignore you. That presumption is built into their system. So rebutting presumptions, critical to understand. Okay, we have Francis from Washington. Francis, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I tried to get to you a week ago, but you answered one of my questions then on this legal fictional entity and your presumption thing here. You went on at length and you talked about Medicare, and you had to take a physical or you could deny their physical. So I'm assuming that when you declare all this stuff that the Medicare is still in force, my really big question is, Can I declare myself basically out of the game and still collect the Social Security retirement, or is that a lever?
Okay, hold on. We'll be back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
About smart meters, and we're also talking about legal notices, including the notice of condition preceding. Francis, let me see if I have your question. Your question is, can you continue to collect Social Security if you file a notice of condition preceding? Post. I shouldn't say file. I should say post, because that's what it is. It's a notice to the world that you're establishing yourself as a living man who is not a citizen of the United States Corporation. Was that your question? Is Francis there?
This guy named Carl says, sign your driver's license, UCC, something without prejudice, and I'm sure that gets the ball rolling, but I'm wondering how deep I can go without interfering with my retirement, or is this something that I'm always going to have to worry about? Yes,
okay,
that's it.
Yes, okay. Sign everything without prejudice. Now, let me especially, and I really say this in all earnestly, if you do your notice of condition preceding, and I've said this to people, there is no risk of doing it. It is up to you when you want to implement it. It can sit in your drawer forever. If you don't have a problem with what they're doing, again, you can't get out of their system completely. People keep saying you can, you cannot. Their system is tied to the Federal Reserve note. The private currency of the Federal Reserve. This is private international law. UCC is private international law. You're stuck right now getting your Social Security, paying your utilities, most of us buying food and gasoline using Federal Reserve notes. So to completely break away from that is impossible unless they change the money system. But in answer to your question, and I just had a conversation with someone about this today, if you think about it, a driver's license is a contract with the BMV. They keep track of their contracts. The certificate of live birth is something that the hospitals do. They send it in. The states issue the birth certificate. You get a dog from the pound, okay? They want you to sign their paperwork. All of these are separate contracts, okay? They use the same identifier, but they're all individual, separate contracts. Because you renew your dog license every year, your car driver's license every 4 years. These are all separate contracts. So by using a condition preceding, this leaves it up to you. I have to say, I listened to Max Egan talk about the legal system, and he was quite right. He said there's no way to get out from under it completely. He wants to travel. He needs a passport. He wants to use a passport. He doesn't know about the notice of condition precedent, or I think he would probably be using it. Let me read to you the definition, and that'll answer your question, Francis. It's an excellent question. Okay.
Thank you.
According to Black's Law, 4th edition, the term condition precedent means it is a condition referring to a future event upon the happening of which the obligation becomes no longer binding upon the other party if he chooses to avail himself of the condition. So, you're not going to challenge Social Security because you're getting a Social Security benefit. You're getting Medicare. Now, those are probably not going to be the things you challenge. But you may very well be right up there with me and challenging their presumed authority to put a smart meter on your house. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Well, I let them slip in through the back door, and I wasn't here, and although it's outside. I've already had one for some time, and it really interferes with all my shortwave bands. It just does this incessant beep at 30-second intervals for updating. And I've got nothing to hide, and I know that's what all the bad people say, but, you know, I've got what I got, but I'm more worried about moving out, getting other things ready, and so forth. And one more quick, really good question, and thank you for reminding me. You said, am I going to post it for 30 days? Does that 30-day posting also include running a weekly ad in the local rag? And if they missed the Sunday paper, too bad, so sad, or do I have to get an internet page to post that?
Okay, you can run an ad if you want to do that, a legal ad. And if you go to our website, Anti-Corruption Society, and click on the tab that says Notice of Condition Preceding, it talks about that, you know, choice A is for you to run an ad like any other legal notice in the paper. Or if you want to post it, we do that service. We offer that service. The instructions are right there. All we ask in return, we have a website all set up. You can type it in your search box. It's conditionprecedent.com. We have the website all set up. The formats are all going to be the same unless you want to include children under 18. If you don't have children under 18, then it's pretty much all the same. You identify yourself. The words are all done for you. There's very little risk. Trust me, if you read the validations, you'll see how much time and effort was put in the verbiage here. And all we ask is a $25 donation to RBN. And we'll be back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. I'm Whitney. We're talking about smart meters, and we're talking about notices, legal notices, and we're in our last segment of the show. Are you there, Francis? Was there anything else you wanted to add?
Yes. God bless you for sharing your work and your knowledge, and thank you for thoroughly answering all my questions. Somebody else is waiting. Have a good weekend.
Okay. Thank you, and thank you for the compliment, Francis. Okay, we have Chris from Las Vegas. How are you tonight, Chris?
I am reasonably well, Ms. Al, and I am really pleased, and I applaud your efforts in this new addendum to the condition precedent you put up on your website with such loving care and affection for all of us.
Oh, well, that was such a nice compliment. Thank you.
For Francis, I happen to know that Roger Sales, who is also a very due diligent researcher into these matters, although he has an affidavit of status that's fairly extensive and comprehensive, delineating, of course, the same things of being not a U.S. citizen and a other than, which on the I-9, the Immigration Naturalization Form, from the Department of State,
right,
talks about the non-citizen state national, as they term it, which is truly a non-citizen state man or woman. fact, the word term citizen has some onerous obligations of a deleterious nature or damaging nature. In fact, it comes from citizen. It's a subservient status of existence under American law that most Americans are never taught about the difference in it. And, of course, you talk about it quite a lot.
Well, why would anybody want to be a citizen of a corporation?
Yeah, and how would one be able to live in a corporation? In fact, Title 18, United States Code 911, says you have to be able to prove you're a U.S. citizen or else you're committing a felony crime.
Well, you know how they get you to prove it. They get you to volunteer. You're registered to vote.
Well, yes. And, of course, Evan Bernays tells us that our consent is their victory.
Exactly. I keep telling everybody, they don't have to prove anything. All they have to do is look at what we've signed. If you voted, registered to vote, then you've already declared yourself a citizen. And they could say, well, but you're a registered voter. And bingo, bongo, there you are.
Well, fortuitously, following your counsel and others, and, of course, some of the study I've done on my own, and with the help from above, I was able to prevail again last week against a charge of utilizing fictitious plates, not having insurance, by presenting rebutting evidence. In fact, the judge accused me of unleashing dynamite on the prosecution in the court, which I should have done before the court, which I did try to do before court, but they wouldn't give me an opportunity to. And fortuitously, the prosecution did admit that I had provided some of the evidence to them, but he opened the door and showed what was inside the sealed envelope I had received after my car had been stolen from me by these criminals here in Las Vegas. And I showed them that I did not receive the notice that I was a violator until approximately 15, 25 days after the fact that they had already stolen my car and accused me of willfully, knowingly violating, which I told them I had no knowledge of and I couldn't know what I didn't know.
Yeah, and so they let you go?
They dismissed everything. The prosecutor abandoned the prosecution and dropped the charges.
Wonderful. Now, go ahead and process your notice of condition precedent so you have it ready.
Oh, I'm going to have one I'm going to append on my re-up for my commercial driving license in the event that I should ever have to commercially drive, which I doubt that I ever will. And I'm going to put that with my application. And so another thing about the smart meters, they are actually weaponized devices of acoustic weapons. There's a field service manual from the United States Army that I served the PUC here in Las Vegas many years ago prior to some of the actual deaths, which I had not that it was took any science, because being an electrician, I knew the dangers of having incompetent, not properly qualified individuals changing out meters and putting it into sockets without knowing the proper measures to do so safely to preserve the integrity of the metallic electrical connections when they're changing those devices out and putting those very dangerous, specialized, militant, advanced acoustic receiver transmitters, two-way communicators, energy transmission machines, that can be modulated, be varied up and down in power, almost ad infinitum, from their connection to the Medusa towers in your neighborhood and the smart towers, they like to call them, which I think are really dumb to put these weaponized military devices in our homes and in our neighborhoods.
This is why the FCC cannot and will never say they have passed safety tests, because they know for a fact they have not and they never will. So, and I said, I don't know if you were listening in the beginning of the show, their argument is always, well, we don't have enough information to make that determination, you know? And they leave it right up in the air, like, we're not going to say they are, and we're not going to say they aren't. We're going to say we don't know.
Well, professation of ignorance and incompetence and lack of knowledge that many government employees frequently utter with repetition.
Oh, yeah.
ad infinitum is usually the dodge that they do. In fact, whenever I went to the state last week to try to report criminality here in the local government, it is just absolutely insane. They retaliated at me, and I've been locked up a couple of times for merely having the audacity to try to hold criminals accountable for breaking the law, and they retaliated with me about every legal force the county has available and the city and a couple of other agencies beside, trying to find some reason to shut me up and keep me quiet from holding them to accountability. And I still have to face a big one the 27th of this month, but if facts, law, and justice prevail, I should be able to walk away from that one too.
Now, that is the hardest thing to do. And I, as you have seen what we're doing, we're giving people notices and strategies for getting out from under their jurisdiction. We're doing our best on that rung of the ladder. The next rung is to try to win in court, and the next rung is to hold them accountable. The top rung of holding them accountable is potentially the most difficult and most dangerous.
Oh, indeed. And I must applaud you, Al, and everybody at the public. You're actually providing solutions for people. And like I say, I want to be sure, Francis, that he has his affidavit of status and that he appends with his application for Social Security, he might find that he gets a substantial increase what others get over and above, because he, part of what his affidavit of status says is that it avers or denies the being a taxpayer, which you volunteer into being by filling out their 1040 forms and their other statute staples contracts, a.k.a. Jewish shatars, as they call them. That's not my words, that's their words. That is a presumptive contract by your not denying that you are what's in there, and by filling out paperwork where you volunteer to give evidence against yourself and establish the contractual relationship.
Well, and people need to know, I mean, that's a different battle. Not everybody's going to fight the IRS. That it takes a huge amount of time, huge amount of effort. They really push back hard. They are a private corporation headquartered in Puerto Rico. We've got that. We know that full well. However, they have our courts and they have others, sheriffs and others, ready to insist we cooperate. So I'm not saying to everybody that not everybody's going to want to fight that battle, Chris. I mean,
I'm with you.
Anybody who's fighting all levels of this war, it would absolutely, completely take all your time. It would be relentless, and they've made it so that fighting the entire system would be relentless. If they don't change out the money system at the top, we're just going to do our best down here and make sure that we're out of their jurisdiction. That's my opinion on that.
With copious love and appreciation for all that you do, in parting, I will say that we must choose our battles wisely. I absolutely agree with you. And right. The law says that choosing the law as a study, you'll have a jealous mistress. So thank you very, very much. Be blessed.
Okay, thanks, Chris. And I know I did a show on Fred Rondell's book, Woe Unto You Lawyers, and he admitted this was written in 1937. Fred Rondell was a law professor either at Harvard or Yale, I can't remember which, and he said they use words that we don't understand. The only way to understand their law, and that lawyers don't tell you the truth, is go to law school, A, or study law, B. He said in his book, don't rely on lawyers because they are not going to tell you the truth. Okay, we have another caller. We have time for one more call, I believe. Ken from New York. Ken, how are you?
Very good, thank you. And a tip of the hat to Chris. Everything he told you is true. I bought Roger Sales' e-book years ago. It's a very modest $4.95. The question I have is, your condition precedent, does that become self-authenticating in a court setting, or do you have to put it in a public record?
You have to put it in a public record, and that's why we have... You have to start. Let me just say this. You have to start.
Right.
By this is a notice. Like any other legal notice, it gets posted in a public forum. And when we design this notice and we have it up on that website designed for nothing. It does no other purpose but posts notices on the internet. We thought about it long and hard, and we all agreed that because we get suckered into accepting terms by visiting a website, and I did a show on that. I went to the Whole Foods website, and I wanted to know their hours of operation. And lo and behold, a little message came up saying I should check their new terms and conditions. So what they had done is they established terms and conditions for visiting their website. Okay? Now, how many people read the terms and conditions that are there in place for visiting a website? And that's when I realized if they could put their terms and conditions up on the web, on a website, then we can put our notice of condition precedent on a website as well. And that's why we did it.
I understand that part. I'm just wondering if a court would accept it unless it was in the public. For example, I've been sued before and I've won without actually going to court. And I had some documents that I used in my answer, and I got them from, for example, the New York State Health Department, and I had talked to their senior attorney, and I asked them, is your documents that I want to use, are they good as evidence in court? Are they self? He said, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he said he wasn't given. I'm sorry, God.
Well, there seems to be two opinions on that, okay? One from a paralegal who's part of our consulting team. Now, he said, if you're going to use this notice in court to reestablish yourself as a non-citizen and as a living man, it should be submitted into the court record prior to the hearing taking place. Because when you watch what happens in court, generally the guy with the black robe on, the administrator, looks at the file that he has on that case. And he makes his decision based on what is in that file, more so than what you say. So ideally, you would want this in that file so when you bring it up, you can say it's in the court record that I have established myself as a non-U.S. citizen without the United States, and I have established myself as a living man. That's what I do.
As I understand it, the court record and the public record, I think, in Suffolk County on Long Island again, it appears to be the same. And in order to buy an index number, it costs $200, but it would be well worth it if it's just an all-purpose place that you can dump all your records. And then I guess if you gave the index number to the judge, then he would see it in the file, and that would make it authenticated evidence.
Well, you could try it. We haven't had anyone, to my knowledge. Again, we don't, on our website, we don't require feedback. So anyone who wants to volunteer feedback, it would be great. I don't want people to think that I'm going to be tracking them. And if they're going to use any of these things,
I understand.
How to me. So, however, if anybody does try that and they get it filed in the county records, give me a jingle. Now, in my state, some of the legal activists that I work with tried to get things filed in the county records, and they were told no, and they were told a story, and I couldn't believe the story, which I think was a complete lie, that the clerks had filed documents in the record, and then the counties were sued. And so to protect the counties from being sued, from submitting maybe false documents or whatever, they are strictly limited in what they can put in the record. So it may vary from place to place.
Well, that could also be used as interference, because if you have something legitimate to put in the record, it's entirely possible you could have, they could actually be violating the law by not accepting something into the record.
That's possible, but I mean, I've sort of kind of clung to the concept of Judge Dale. You know, these courts are all corporate administrative. They're all corporate courts. And when
you
they
have
send,
time for one more. Okay, do you have time? Send, I'm sorry.
They send you a summons.
You have time.
Let me finish real quick. When they send you a summons, oh, gosh, I guess I am running out of time. I'm sorry. Go ahead, say real quick, because we're going to have to go.
Okay. In terms of a bank record, when you want to sign up for an account, I'm wondering if they can the without prejudice be used to protect yourself as a backstop against non-disclosed portions. For example,
yes.
If you sign up, see that.
Yes. Absolutely, and that's
okay.
What I recommend to everyone. Okay, people, we're getting to the end of the show. It was really great. I appreciate all the callers. Give us an opportunity to talk more about how this stuff might work in real life. Please stay tuned and listen to our imaging prayer that we do at the end of every show. We have to put some effort into using our own imaging to image the world we know we deserve, the world our children deserve, the beautiful, beautiful future that is available to all of us. We have to make sure we cling to that. That's not a possibility. That's where we're going. Okay, be back next week. Thanks.
Sutra Medical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains suntan and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.